Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Tim, how are you today?
Good morning, I am good, thank you. How are you doing, Rachel?
Good, yeah, we're going well here today. We're just hanging out, playing some tunes and ready to talk about some media.
I was pretty excited about that. I didn't know about the Groove Armada thing until you mentioned it, but I too have
signed up for pre-sales. Nice.
Yes, that's the one.
The entire office is ready to have a nice time in the park. The Domain as well, what a cool place to have it.
I don't think I've ever been to a music event in the Domain.
No, me either. It'll be a good so time, sweet. I reckon.
Yeah.
We aren't here to talk Groove Armada, though. What is happening? There's plenty going on. What's going on in the media?
I've got three stories for you.
Oof.
All locally based. All media-centric. Here's the first one. Probably most crucially, actually. TVNZ's report into what happened with Carmel Santamaria, who was briefly the breakfast host and then disappeared after about a month.
Mm-hmm.
There was allegations of impropriety and misappropriate behaviour, particularly around female staff members at TVNZ. Then it came out that there were also some allegations from his former employer, Al Jazeera, where he was for many years, and TVNZ sort of fumbled the response to this initially. He was off air, they initially said nothing, then they said he had a family emergency, then it transpired that there was this, let's call it a staffing issue to avoid me getting myself and BFM into any legal trouble. And then
we appreciate that, thank you.
Yeah, he was gone. So there was then an investigation into basically how he got hired in the first place, in spite of these allegations that were kind of flying around behind the scenes. And that report has just been released. It's come out a little bit later than it was supposed to. Now, interestingly, TVNZ haven't released the full report, independent report that they did. They've just released a 3-page executive summary. And off the back of that, TVNZ's head of news, Paul Juricic, has resigned. He's the guy who was responsible for hiring Carmel Santamaria. And Yuri is the guy, so he's the TVNZ news boss who was hired by the last CEO, Kevin Kendrick, in 2020. And I mentioned about 6 weeks or so ago on Media Bat that it was a bit of a shock to the people at TVNZ News that he'd been hired, because he came from outside the company, outside the country. He'd been at Al Jazeera for about 15 years, notably where he worked for many years with Carmel Santamaria.
Uh-huh.
So he got hired and brought a couple of the people, New Zealanders, back with him, who he'd been working with at Al Jazeera, and it appears sort of ran roughshod over any existing staffing processes. It's come out in the report that Yuri did no reference checks whatsoever for this key presenter position. And so off the back of that, TVNZ is now changing some practices, and that's probably, I guess, going to be the end of it. The CEO, Simon Power, wasn't giving interviews. So I'd say that's probably the end of that little chapter at TVNZ, which has been
interesting to see. I see people have been calling for the full report to be released, so that could be the coda, perhaps, to this whole thing. But yeah, definitely a messy time.
I sort of have to go back and check my notes. Apologies for not doing that before right now. But I sort of thought that the report was designed to always be public in its entirety, that like they set out to do that. Interestingly, the former TVNZ head of news, Bill Rolston, he's come out and said that they should release the entire report. So there's people who, you know, are in the know who say that the whole thing should come out.
Well, we'll see what happens there. Well, thanks for keeping us updated on that story. What else is going on in the media space, Tim?
I'm almost loath to bring this up, but I got some points to make about it. So Newstalk ZB's deputy political editor Jason Walls was talking to Heather Duplessy-Allen recently on her show on Newstalk ZB about a short documentary that was made about Dr. Susie Wiles. Have you guys got the audio?
Should we get stuck into this?
Yeah, sorry everybody.
Susie Wiles is getting a documentary.
Yeah, we got a documentary, actually. It's Susie and the Virus. Now, I saw a post.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Susie and the Virus, yeah. But I'm just so sick of everything getting taxpayer money for these projects. Why can't people just pay out of their own pocket? If TV1 or Māori TV or TV3 or any of the above want to have one of these documentaries, fantastic. I just keep seeing these things crop up time and time again when we have hospitals overwhelmed. And you see, you know, $20,000, not tons of money, but in the grand scheme of things, like if that sort of stuff keeps adding up.
Okay. 2 points I want to make about this.
Yep.
Number one, giving a filmmaker $20,000, which they actually didn't receive, they only got $8,000 through loading docks, has nothing to do with our health system. It is an initiative to help grow New Zealand filmmakers.
Yes.
If you want to take issue with that, let's have that conversation. But it makes our country, if you want to be cynical and just look at the numbers, the film industry makes our country a phenomenal amount of money. And to be giving tiny amounts of funding to documentary filmmakers to try and grow up our industry seems like a pretty wise investment to me. Second point, in the past year, the New Zealand government has spent $125 million on advertising, which is a historically huge amount, mainly due to public messaging campaigns about COVID-19. NZME is the parent company that owns Newstalk ZB. They have been an enormous beneficiary of this government ad spending. NZME has received tens of millions of dollars from the government past 3 years through a combination of new media assistance and COVID schemes like the wage subsidy. NZME also just announced a month ago that they will be issuing a special dividend to its shareholders, which will pay out $9.7 million. So if we want to have a conversation about government spending and where it's going inside the halls of Newstalk ZB, it might be sensible to start with the millions of dollars transferring from taxpayers to NZME shareholders' bank accounts rather than a filmmaker getting $8,000 to document what was a very important moment in our country's history. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm trying to do like that story. Like finger snap thing, but I can't actually make the noise.
I can see you doing the action though, and it's great.
There's smoke coming off the desk.
Yeah,
I felt it.
The microphones are steaming.
I'll call off with this last one. There has been so much media coverage about this last story, and I cannot wrap my head around it. It's the Christopher Luxon going to Hawaii thing.
Oh yes.
Oh my god.
Like pretty much everyone's heard about this. I don't really get it. So Christopher Luxon got a bunch of shit this week because the New Zealand Herald figured out that he was on holiday in Hawaii, but his Facebook page put out some videos saying he was in Tepuki and like
samplings and kiwi fruit.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's, you know, when you're in a video you say today I'm in Tepuki, it's like, yeah, because when you filmed it you're in Tepuki. But the news had this big gotcha moment. They were like, you were actually in Hawaii, and he was like, oh no, you got me. And he sort of, I just felt like it was such a nothing, and unfortunately, because Chris Luxon is still not the world's greatest political communicator, he really like fumbled the response after he got called out about this. And initially, he sort of half-heartedly blamed it on his social media team, and then later in the day, he apologized, and it just created this whole media cycle, which like it kept him in the news for like 2 or 3 days about this stupid story about him putting videos on Facebook about being into like visiting small towns.
There is something sort of, I mean, I'm not the first person to notice this parallel, but there is an interesting parallel between him heading off to Hawaii when he was like, I'm in Tepuki, meeting with the working people and having a time here, and you know, old mate Scotty Morrison, who had his lovely holiday in Hawaii. Man, obviously he's not left the country in the middle of bushfire crisis, but
the thing,
there's some interesting conversations going on there.
I have heard that comparison, but it feels like to me the link there is Hawaii, which is like, that's quite, because Christopher Luxon's head of the opposition. He's not in charge of anything.
No.
And it just, I don't know, it's kind of like, I think maybe there's this air of stigmatizing politicians taking holidays as well, which I just think is so wrong. I'm not Christopher Luxon's biggest fan in the world, but like every sitting MP in Parliament works so freaking hard, and they should be able to take holidays and stuff. He fumbled the response. I don't know. I keep thinking, like, if this happened to Winston Peters, for example, it'd just be like, excuse me, no one gives a shit. And no one would. And the story would get no oxygen. Oh, but because he sort of, like, fumbled the ball with his response, it just became this thing. And I don't know, kind of felt for the guy in a way. It was a weird thing to be so prominent in the news for 2 or 3 days.
Well, thank you, Tim, for your media reckons this week. We always love to have you on the show. Got any comedy coming up that people can come and see?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I've got the Muck Around. Muck Around is coming up soon. The best way to do it, though, is if you go to littleempirelive.com and sign up for the newsletter. In just a couple days, I'm going to be giving away some prizes to anyone who's signed up. So we've got a massage voucher for Nice Touch on K Road to give away.
Nice.
It's Lucy, and we've got a dinner voucher at Picky on K Road, and we're going to give away show tickets. So if you just go to littleempirelive.com, sign up to the newsletter. You'll get it like once a month. We won't share your dates, but you go in the draw to win cool stuff, and you'll find out about the comedy shows I'm putting on.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Tim.
Peace and love.
See you soon.
Bye.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.